Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is May 21, 2026, and the big theme is simple. Agentic AI is moving out of DeMos and into the systems people actually use. Google set the tone at I/O 2026. The company introduced Gemini Omni and Gemini 3.5, but the model names are only part of the story. Google is pushing Gemini into search, Android, workspace, shopping, creative tools, developer workflows, and even new form factors like intelligent eyewear. The practical takeaway is that AI is becoming less like a separate chat window and more like a layer that can plan, personalize, and act across products. For developers, Google is also leaning hard into agent tooling. Antigravity, its agent-first development platform, is getting upgrades alongside the Gemini API and Google AI Studio. That puts Google directly into the race for the agent runtime, the place where models use tools, call APIs, inspect code, and carry work forward. Anthropic is moving on the same trend from a different angle. It acquired Stainless, the company behind SDK and MCP server tooling that has already powered official Anthropic SDKs. This matters because agents are only useful when they can safely connect to real systems. Better SDKs, command line tools, and MCP connectors mean Claude can become more practical inside engineering and enterprise workflows. Anthropic also expanded its enterprise footprint with KPMG. Claude is being made available to more than 276,000 KPMG employees and integrated into KPMG's digital gateway platform. The use cases include tax, private equity, and cybersecurity. That is a strong signal that enterprise AI is moving from experiments into governed, high-value professional work. There is also a public interest angle. Anthropic and the Gates Foundation announced a $200 million partnership focused on global health, life sciences, education, and economic mobility. The important detail is not just the funding. It is the emphasis on connectors, benchmarks, and evaluation frameworks for real-world healthcare and education tasks. On the security side, Microsoft is warning that advanced AI is accelerating vulnerability discovery. That can help defenders, but only if organizations can triage and fix issues quickly enough. The bottleneck is no longer just finding flaws. It is validating which flaws matter, coordinating disclosure, and building enough remediation capacity. And beneath all of this is infrastructure. NVIDIA's recent AI infrastructure partnerships show that agents still depend on physical capacity, GPUs, storage, networking, optics, memory, power, and scheduling. Long-running AI workflows are not cheap magic. They are systems problems. The closing takeaway: if you're building software, make your systems agent-ready now. Clean API specs, narrow permissions, audit logs, evaluation datasets, and safe tool boundaries will matter more every month. Better models are arriving quickly, but they will only create real leverage when the surrounding systems are ready for them.